Uh-oh.
This is the worst.
What's wrong?
Did someone steal your rainbow?
Somebody stole my patience.
Don't! That was a disaster.
Vibes are on.
It's Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. I am back. Welcome back. It's been a few months since I've released an episode. Got my dream job, so I took some time off to get adjusted to that. But we are back. Season 2, Episode 1, The Dream That Came True with the one and only Frank Wright, my amazing boss, the one that took a chance on me, Frankster the Prankster. Welcome to Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Thanks, Hannah. You're not getting a raise for that intro, but
oh,
I appreciate it.
Oh, I was really hoping I would.
Yeah, good try, though. Good effort.
All right, I'll try again next year. So, Frank, how long have you been in radio for?
Well, Hannah, that's kind of a loaded question because my dad was in radio and I used to sneak onto his radio station when I was probably 12 or 13 years old. So I've kind of had the bug for the majority of my life, but officially my 20-year anniversary is this year.
What day?
Where I became a paid employee, I believe is July 3rd.
Oh my gosh.
July 3rd, but I interned obviously before, but that doesn't count because there was no paycheck associated, right?
Right. So when did you realize, like, did you ever have any thoughts of like going down a different career path, or did you know that radio was exactly what you wanted to do when watching your dad?
So, yeah, I mean, when my dad was learning and visiting him at his radio station, I realized how much fun it was and just how it seemed like a great job. And I was working for a collection agency that lost its contract, and I lost my job because of it. And it was during 9/11. And I had an opportunity to start school, and I was unsure, but I eventually went on the 12th of September, 2001, to tour the school. And when I did that, I realized that this is what I want to do for a living. And thankfully enough, I've been able to do it for the last 20 years.
That's awesome. Now, where was your first gig? Where was your first job?
Paying job was right here at 102.3 XLC. So I've been here for my entire career officially.
How bizarre.
Yeah, in radio, that's kind of a feat in itself.
So what was your first job here? Were you on air? Did you do promotions?
Promotions. I started as a promotions assistant. So I would go out to broadcasts and set up all the equipment and do all that. But our promotions director at the time told me, hey, if you're able to come in, even if you're not necessarily able to get hours, come in, because people will see you. And when there's another job opportunity or another, you know, just chore to do, essentially, they'll know you're here. So
right.
I started doing promotions for WXLC and then our sister station, WKRS. And there was an opportunity to run the board on Sunday mornings on WKRS. I did that. I also ran the board as a producer part-time for the Lenny Palmer Show on WKRS.
Shout out to Lenny.
Watch out. Yeah. He's still a grumpy old man. one of the benefits of being in the new facility that we're at is I get to see Lenny every day and give him a hard time. But that was something I didn't think I wanted to do, was talk radio. I did that for over a year, and then there was an opportunity for me to be on the air full time on XLC. So it took a minute for me to realize what my ultimate goal was, and it was to be on a music station.
Right.
So it was tough to leave Lenny and WKRS to be on XLC, but, you know, I'm grateful for it.
How did you feel when you first got that on air gig?
It was scary. It was scary, but it was really invigorating because it was my dream job. It was something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Specifically this radio station, I when I moved to Illinois, this is a radio station I liked because it sounded like the station my dad was on. So it was a goal in 1990 for me to be on this radio station. Even as I got older listening to it, I knew I wanted to be middays on 102.3 XLC, and I would listen to John Hemmer that was on during the middays and, you know, dreaming of his job. And it worked out just, you know, because of how radio works, that I was able to eventually end up there. And
right.
That's where awesome. I've been for the most part. I started off doing weekends on XLC, and then I got moved to nights and then to middays, and I've been here since.
Wow. Now, were there any obstacles that you had to face while working in radio or while leading up to your first job? Any obstacles or things that may have caused you any stress?
Yeah. I mean, money. Money is a good one, right?
Right.
There's a persona or a myth that in radio, you know, you're making all this money and you're not. And it's okay because we do this because it's a passion.
We love it.
Right. It's in your blood. And, you know, the money part would be nice. And it's not that I'm starving, but.
Right. No, exactly. And that's one thing that I always explain to my friends is, you know, we all do this because like we love it. And honestly, when I'm here, like I forget that I'm getting paid. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like a hobby. So when
I've been working at this radio station for 20 years and every day I still like to come to work. And that's tough to say because there's not a lot of other opportunities that people have that they get to go to work every day and do something they enjoy doing where it doesn't feel like work. So, yeah, I mean, who doesn't want more money at the job that they do? That's something that's always the case. But that was an obstacle starting off because it was minimum wage, part-time hours, not a lot of it. So, you know, there is a level of dedication that you have to kind of deal with for a long period of time if this is what you want to do and where you want to do it. I always have said that I want to be a big fish in a small pond versus a small fish in a big pond. I enjoy working at this radio station and where it is and feeling that connection with our community where I don't feel you might necessarily get the same working downtown in a major market somewhere. So
right.
There's something to be said about working in a big market, but not feeling like it. And that's the situation we're in. We're considered Chicago, but we're not. I mean, we focus on Lake County in our backyard, and I don't want to be anywhere else.
Right. And I'm going to just share a little bit about the obstacle that I faced. And Frank, you might be able to relate to this, but I think the biggest obstacle I faced is like when I was working in radio, like I was working down in the city, absolutely loved it, still love it, love everyone out there. But COVID happened and everyone lost their job there. So then, you know, I was feeling a little discouraged, not knowing where to go next because no one in radio was hiring. So I worked at the media school, which is a great experience, Illinois Media School, made some great connections there. And then I ended up auditioning for our sister station, which is actually across the hall from us, 95 Will Rock. And I think a lot of people ask, they're like, wow, like that's so great. Like you got your dream job at a young age, but it was a lot of hustle and a grind and like no sleep for the past like 2 years because I was working full time, going to school and doing this podcast. So I did like 9 auditions with Will Rock and I didn't get that gig, but a lot of people there, like the host of the show, he put in like a good word for me and that's how I ended up getting this job. So I think the biggest piece of advice that I would tell you is to take chances. Like if you're doing a job that you're unhappy doing right now, like make that change for you because you're only given one life and why not do what you love every day? So no matter what age you are. And Frank, I don't know if you've ever had that happen to you, because I think when you started this job, right, you didn't have to have any rejection or anything.
Well, I mean, here's a quick story. When I was 18, I reached out to this radio station and talked to the program director and just said, hey, I just want to get my foot in the door. I'm not asking to be on the radio. I just want to be in a radio station.
And I'll take the garbage out.
I specifically said to him, Hannah, that I have no problems cleaning the bathrooms.
Yep, and that's what we would do in radio.
I was told no. at that time. So, you know, there's something to be said about not being discouraged and following what you want to do. And, you know, even when I first started here, the program director at the time, I asked if I could be on the air. That's what I wanted to do. Could I have an opportunity? And at the time, being 22 years old, I was told no, because I didn't fit our demographic. I didn't fit that mold to be able to relate to our demographic, which is 25 to 54 year old women. That's the core audience that we have. And, you know, I felt bad about that. I felt bad that I was getting shut down for something I really wanted to do. I worked in a building around the people that were doing something I wanted to do, and to be rejected immediately was disheartening.
Right.
And then we got a new program director, and I talked with them, and, you know, they gave me that opportunity. And thankfully enough, they did, because I'm still doing what I love to do every day.
That's awesome.
So, yes, there was some rejection. There was some hurdles to be able to overcome. But, you know, being dedicated and motivated, it's what gets you through, right?
And I think rejection is something we all face, no matter what part of life it is. And no matter what, like, you have to keep on going. And if you are rejected, like, keep chasing after, like, what you want, because it will happen and it might take some time. But deep down, if you want it, you will get it.
Well, nothing's handed to you in the world.
Right.
And there's always hard work to do what you want. Now, this is a great job. This is not a job where I'm, you know, working outside in the elements. I'm not digging ditches. I'm not, you know, having to deal with mad customers.
We eat really well here, Frank and I.
There's a lot of food that we do get. But, you know, it's still hard work. I work my butt off every day. And it's tough when my friends are like, oh, all you do is talk on the radio. And
it's not that. It's
tough to talk to yourself. Even if it's for a minute, and to sound like you know what you're talking about, and, you know, just be entertaining. And radio is so much more than even what's going on the air. There's social media aspects of everything. There's video aspects. There's all these digital things that weren't a thing 20 years ago when I started. So there's a learning curve and things that we need to catch up on. So it's still hard work, even though you love it. So,
right.
I mean, I'm not afraid of hard work, and you can't be afraid of hard work for your goals.
Right. And every day we're learning. I'm not exactly where I want to be yet on the air, but
nope,
there's
you
still,
are not.
But there's still, I do this thing where I'm sure you could hear throughout my episodes, especially like my first like 20 episodes, I really emphasize my words. Like, I don't know why, but I do that. But that's something Frank and I are working on. So even like, you know, I got my dream job, but there's still stuff that I need to be working on. And that's something, you know, that goes for you too. Like, whether if you're an athlete, or if you're a husband, daughter, wife, aunt, uncle, cousin, whoever it is, there's always something every day that we can do to work on and better ourselves as a human being.
You should never be complacent. And in this job, we can't be. And with any job, you can't be complacent in your level of work, because if you do, then you're going to get lazy about it. And it's tough not to be sometimes. You know, it gets discouraging at some point. But every day I try to do something different. I try to change something to improve on it. There was a teacher I had in radio school that always told me that when you stop learning, it's time for a new job. And I don't feel like I have stopped learning being here in one place for 20 years. I don't feel like I've stopped learning. So being able to do more and more here, I think it makes me a better broadcaster. It makes me a better manager. It makes me a better radio person. So, yeah, you can't just sit back and wait.
Exactly.
You got to pursue it.
Exactly. Now, Frank, one last question. Is there any piece of advice that you would give to someone that maybe is in the works of chasing after their dream job?
Well, you know, like we kind of already touched on, you have to be dedicated to it. You've got to definitely want to kind of sacrifice. And it's not to a point where, like, you should live in your car or anything along those lines to sacrifice for what you want. But you kind of make things work. When I got into this industry, I, thankfully enough, had a very supportive family, and they helped me where I needed help to get on my feet and be able to do this. And not everybody has that opportunity, but then you have to sacrifice and go, okay, well, you know, then I have to get a job maybe I hate or I don't like to make sure the lights stay on. And then you could do something fun like this. It's something that you're passionate about to be able to do that. I didn't want to get up at 3:30 in the morning on Sundays to come in and push buttons for NASCAR races because that's what I had to do. But I did it because I knew it was for the common good and where it was helping me get to my goal.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, you just have to fight for it. Nothing's going to be given to you. Nothing's going to be handed to you where it's just, you know, I'm here, so I deserve it. There's other people here, too, that deserve it more because they put in more effort. So, as long as you work hard, I think it's something that is obtainable. And whether it's radio or, you know, playing in the major leagues or doing, I don't know, handstands for the Guinness Book of World Record. I don't know, but you have to get through it. You have to fight for it because otherwise somebody else will do it for you.
Right. Frank, remember the first time you met me?
Yes.
What was your first impression?
You know, that you were super hungry to be in this business. You know, that was something that I noticed from you right away. And it reminded me of my passion for this, you know, when I first started. So I give you a lot of credit for wanting to do that. And that was something that stood out to me during the interview process. And even as you tried out on the air here, you know, you didn't have a lot of experience before this. But that passion comes through. So somebody gave me a chance. So why shouldn't I give you an opportunity? So that's where it came from. And you were cheap. you weren't very expensive. So it eliminated a lot of other people. So there you go.
Well, Frankster the Prankster, what a wonderful boss you are.
Thanks.
We eat good.
Tell my boss that.
We eat good. We laugh. We joke. He scares me. I scare him.
You've scared me once. But that, again, comes across that this job is laid back. There's a lot of fun that we have. It's not you get in whenever you get here during the day and you bust your butt until you go home. There's a lot of downtime and a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And with three other radio stations in this building, there's a lot of other like-minded people in this building.
Exactly.
They all know why they're here for the same reason we are, but there's also a lot of fun to be had.
Yeah.
And it's just hanging out with people. It's not like we're, you know, I don't know, playing Monopoly in the middle of the day. I don't have a better.
No, thing that to makes describe, sense. And I think that's the thing with radio and media is everyone that does this job is so passionate about it. Like, I know so many people that have literally picked up their life and moved across the country for their first gig, like, or their fifth gig or their 10th gig, like they leave their family. And I am very fortunate that I'm very close with my mom, dad, and my sister, and my family is super supportive of what I do, that I just have to get in the car and drive 25 minutes and I can go home to my parents, you know, and that would be tough, you know, and I think about, like, I was emailing stations that were in Tennessee, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, Montana. My mom's like, are you sure you want to pick up and move your life? And I'm like, well, this is what I want to do. Like, I'm like, if this is what it's going to take, like, I will do it. But now that I think about it, I'm like, that would be rough.
It is tough.
That would be really tough to do.
My mom is a stockbroker, was before she retired, and we moved around a little bit to chase her job, you know, and sometimes you have to do that. That's something she was passionate about and she wanted to do. So we lived in Minnesota and Kansas and then Chicago. And, you know, that's just that progression. So again, that goes back to you being passionate and dedicated to what you want to do. And there are sacrifices you have to make along the way. I'm like you, Hannah. I lived here before I got this job. So I didn't have to get up and move. Would I? And especially when I was younger? Yes. Absolutely. There's not a question in my mind. I would have moved anywhere in the country to be on the radio and would have been on any radio station that would have had me. Whether I like country or not, I would have been on that station. Whether I like rock or not, I would be on that station. It didn't matter. I just wanted to be on the radio.
Right.
So it's great that I got to be on the radio at a radio station that I dreamed of being on, and now to a point where I'm programming it, and it's kind of a dream come true. I met all of my goals.
So, and that's the name of this episode, is The Dream That Came True.
Oh, is it?
It is.
Did you call that by yourself? Or?
Yeah, huh? Right here. The Dream That Came True, featuring Frank Wright. But Frankster the Prankster. I call him Frankster the Prankster, and he calls me Hannah.
Barbera. Don't get it wrong.
Yeah, he calls Hannah Barbera. I didn't know who that was at first, but...
You know, there's that age gap again.
It's okay. Frank's like my uncle. No, I'm just kidding. He's like my big brother boss. But Frank, thank you so much, one, for taking a chance on me and letting me do the job that I love. And thanks for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B. Don't forget to plug your social media, Frank.
So Hannah argued with me a little bit before we even started this because I didn't know all of my social media handles. So you can follow me on Instagram, FrankWrights_on air. If you're looking for me on Facebook, that's pretty easy too. Frank.Wrights radio. And then I'm on Twitter as well, Hannah. I know you probably didn't know that. And that's Frank Wrights WXLC, I think. It's Frank 1023.
Yeah, it is Frank 1023. And then you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Hannah B_on air. And then my Facebook page, we have Monday Motivation with Hannah B. And then I have another one, Hannah B on air. But also don't forget to follow 1023XLC. We're on TikTok, Instagram, and TikTok. Twitter. Yeah, Twitter at 1023XLC and Facebook at 1023XLC. So don't forget to give us a follow. And I'm telling you, go check out those TikToks because they will be making you laugh to the point where you're going to have a six pack.
They'll be doing something.
But have a great week. And as always, sending you nothing but positive vibes.